Chris.
Yeah.
Are you in the playoffs?
No. Are you in the playoffs?
No, I unfortunately I have not been for a long time now.
Oh man, me neither. It's been
even
years.
Longer actually.
Oh my goodness. What are we doing here then?
I don't know.
Nah, I don't know.
Welcome to the Coach and Commish podcast. No, not Adam Gase, and definitely not Roger Goodell. It's Chris and Sean breaking down fantasy football for the everyday man.
Welcome back. You're here with the Coach and Commish. I'm Chris. Sean, am I right? And what are you wearing on the front?
All right, so it's official, Morgan. I told you I had a surprise here, but if you're not on YouTube, you need to come check out YouTube. I am hashtag Team 69ers.
He is a Morgan fan.
So just right at the beginning of the podcast, calling it out. I'm going for the 69ers. That's what I'm rooting for. All my support has been pushed to Morgan.
Mm, he has bought your vote. He is whatever he's promising you, right? No. He's a high man of character. That's why, Morgan, you're my hero. I said it on air. Now America knows. All right. In today's podcast, we got the playoffs starting this weekend. And we need to put out who's in. I mean, I think they all know, but let's talk about the six teams that have made it in the playoffs. Neither of us are in there.
Yep.
So we're going to have completely unbiased, takes here. So.
Yeah. So just for those of you outside of our league, today's podcast will be mostly us just breaking down the playoffs of our inner league, which should be entertaining for you. But just to kind of lay the land here, our matchups this week that we have going on are going to be LaRoyce versus Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Kalana Bowl, as I like to call it.
I'm excited for that. Have that matchup.
I think it's a rematch, right? Didn't they play last week? I think they ended the season playing each other.
I think so.
So I'm just going to double check that on my sleeper app here. But yep, they did. So this will be a rematch of last week's. Last week, David won by 0.4.
0.4.
as David tends to do. But it'll be a rematch this week, and we'll kind of go over all of that. First, we kind of wanted to recap what happened a little bit last week. We're a little disconnected, so forgive us if we don't have some of the details. It's what happens when you're one of the trash teams down at the bottom here.
Yeah.
But
not dead last.
What I did hear happened was on Monday night, Tim had a very unfortunate experience on his Monday night football.
He was lucking into one of the best situations to luck in again into the playoffs.
Yeah, so that was kind of my note with it. It was a bad beat, so what ended up happening was he needed Kyler Murray to score 6 points, and it kind of was going to save his season because Mike has Kyler Murray, and he just needed 6 points mathematically. I'm not going to go over all the details of how that worked, but
hurts my brain.
Gets about 6 points, and that means Tim is in the playoffs. Well, Kyler Murray tore his ACL now that we know that now, and went out, did not get his 6 points, and so now he's out of the playoffs. I do feel bad for you, Tim, but at the same time, I think what's happened is Tim's luck has run out finally.
It is. It's something you're worried about somebody else's matchup to help you fall into the playoffs. Or, you know, I mean, fantasy is all about luck, too. You need it on your side, and
I don't have it. So, I mean, at least you had some, Tim.
Yeah. At least you had a rooting interest, vented interest there going to last week. The two of us did not. We did not there, but let's...
A little bit of housekeeping here first, before we dive into the actual matchups, and we'll kind of break down what we think might happen with you guys in the playoffs. Also, just to mention, the number one seed and the number two seed was Morgan and Andy from the same division. Congrats, guys.
Good job, you two.
That is a dominant division. Us in the lowly, crappy division, we cannot say anything against that division.
Nope.
We'll come back stronger in years to come, but this year we are the doo-doo.
Yeah, you know, we're the doo-doo.
What used to be NFC least, you know, will soon be the NFC beast.
Yes.
We'll try to come back and be good. But a little bit of housekeeping I just want to make sure that everybody knows. Next week, what's going to happen is after these games, you know, we have two winners. We're going to actually reshuffle the bracket. I believe this is what we decided in the offseason. I'm going to have my co-manager or co-commish, Daniel Kalana. You can correct me in the chat if this is incorrect, but I believe the way that we set it up is the seeding, you know, was decided before this week starts. Then once everybody wins their games, the lowest seed will now go to Morgan because he is the number one seed, and the higher seed will go to Andy. So just for those of you in the playoffs, that's how it's going to happen. unless Daniel corrects me and we have a big fight in the chat, because that could always happen.
And
too.
I think that's the fair way to do it. It resembles real life a little more with the NFL and how that happened. So I think I remember the discussions as we were going back through the archives. We were trying to find the votes, but Daniel knows where that's at. It's nicely tabbed in his filing folder of fantasy rules. So,
yep.
He'll be better than us.
So we're going to each break down a matchup. I'm going to let Chris go first here. So tell us what you think of the Joe and LaRoyce matchup.
I mean, 15 to 13 teams matching up here. They're the same record. It's right now, Sleeper is liking one more by 8 points. And I think it comes down to quarterback play. It's a huge, on paper, it's going to be some big disparity. Look, can't even say that word. It's going to be like, a little bit lopsided. Let's just make it easier in football terms. Tua going to Buffalo off a bad week, possibly playing at 20 degrees in snow with a speed offense on ice.
Yeah.
And then Herbert is playing Tennessee, who the Tennessee defense has a very weak pass defense that made Trevor Lawrence look amazing last weekend. I think that could be where Herbert can go up closer to 30, and Tua might be lucky to hit 15. And that's huge in a matchup in the playoffs here, just quarterback differential on both rosters. Outside of that, I'm really liking Joe's roster here with CMC now going to third string QB against Seattle on a Thursday night, probably. Yeah. He's going to get a lot of work there. Monroe St. Brown's on a high-flying offense. And then Keenan Allen actually looked a little bit healthy. Looking on his bench, there's not much there. Joe can throw there on the bench. The hard part for LaRoyce, he's been living off the boom game of Tyreek Hill. And if Tua can't get going in the snow, I don't think Tyreek will either. So that hurts his chances. ETN seems to be hitting a wall. And I really feel like you just got to pray. You got to hope. I mean, do you put Brock Purdy in over Tua, or is that overthinking? Like, that's what LaRoyce is going to be staying up till 2 a.m., all right, these next few nights trying to figure out his best lineup.
All right, so if you're giving the advice now, I'll put you on the spot since it means nothing to you.
It means nothing to me.
Right now you had to lock that one of those in your position, who are you putting in, Tua or Purdy?
Tua or Purdy.
He's got Seattle, and then Tua, obviously, as you mentioned, is playing Buffalo and potential snow. And you're going to have to make a decision because I believe,
San Purdy's on Thursday.
So.
But Purdy also is day-to-day with like a rib injury. So that's tough.
I think he'll play. If I had to choose, I think he'll play.
Yeah, I would go with
We don't envy your position is what we're saying.
No, we don't. I would still stay with Tua.
Yeah, that's where I land.
You have to.
I think he's what... Well, I was going to say he's what got you there. He's what got me there, and then we did this weird trade with Justin Fields, and it's not worked out for either of us. And that's really overall what, when I look at this matchup, I see you just had an unfortunate string of luck here in the last little bit. LaRoyce, I know the trading, you're going to look back and go, crap, I shouldn't have done all these trades. But trading is half luck, as we've learned throughout all of the different trades we've done.
Yeah.
And so I think you just unfortunately ended on some trades that kind of hurt you. And then, ETN has just completely fallen off. Saquon, I mean, what happened to Saquon? Did he run out of juice? Like, it's been bad the last few weeks. His whole offense is not helping him at all, obviously. Mm-mm. And then, you have that stack now of Tua and Tyreek, but they've been seriously underperforming. All that being said, I think you stick with the studs and you just need to put Tua in because, yes, Purdy may have a better day, but if the Dolphins offense gets it figured out and it's not too bad of a snow game, it's probably going to be a shootout there up in Buffalo. So I would probably lean the Tua side.
Stay with your stack there.
Yep.
It's a playoff time. You get no regrets, man. Don't overthink it. Do exactly what Sean said. But if I pick a winner... Am I picking that right now?
What I want to do is I kind of want to give the Vegas odds here. So give me a winner, and then give me by how many points you think they're going to win.
Okay. I see Joe as the winner.
All right.
I see him scoring – I see he's coming to 120 to 105 matchup.
All right.
I see LaRoyce
– a little bit of a spanking.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the playoffs, I can see that happening. I probably would put it at a similar, that's about where I was going to go, is around that 15, minus 15 for Joe.
Yeah.
I just think that Joe has a much higher probability of his players and matchups this week hitting. Sorry, LaRoyce, but I'm picking Joe in this one as well.
Yep. All right. Now, Kamish.
Yes.
You have the all-important real Kalana Bowl
in the playoffs. This is the Kalana Bowl. Yes. So this is, a higher seed against a lower seed. Division mates getting to match up again. and brothers. So there's a lot of implications with this matchup.
Someone's not getting Christmas gifts after this one.
So when I look at this right off the bat, I've thought going into these playoffs that David, Morgan, sorry, LaRoyce, you've kind of fallen out of that, and now Andy. I think those three are the teams to beat. And sorry, Joe, I don't put you on that level. Of the teams that are in the playoffs, and then, I mean, Daniel knows how he got in. It was by the skin of his teeth. And so I do think that this is going to be a more lopsided. If I'm picking my Vegas odds with this, I would put David at like a minus 20. I think he could really romp up on him. Just based on the players. This, let me just read David's team for you. You've got Josh Allen playing Miami. Terrible defense they've been taken advantage of all year. Probably going to dominate. Dalvin Cook playing Indianapolis. That defense has been struggling. They need a win on this Saturday because they've been backsliding. So I could see a huge game from Dalvin Cook. Then I've got Miles Sanders against Chicago. Not a defense that really scares me. He just went bananas last week.
He did.
And, you know, another bonus thing that David has on his team.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs gets to stack with Josh Allen. Had a bad week last week. Hope he bounces back. I think he will. It's going to be, I think, a shootout there at Miami-Buffalo. Tyler Lockett. Your team's ridiculous, David, is what I'm saying. Tyler Lockett against San Francisco. That's a hard matchup. That's somewhere you could lose some points. Tight end's been difficult for you, but Dulcich against Arizona, as the ballers say, play your tight ends against Arizona, could have a huge game. Deonta Foreman in the flex currently, and DeAndre Hopkins in that other flex. As far as like lineup decisions go, Mike Evans is going to be one that I may consider slotting in over Deonta Foreman. I think that's something that I might do. It's been rough with Mike Evans, I know that. He hasn't been over 10 points in, it looks like 6 weeks. So that is going to be a rough decision, I think.
I'd keep him on the bench.
You'd keep him on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Deonta Foreman got 21 carries last week, so I think you really probably should stick. And also looking at your team makeup, giving you that 20-point advantage that I gave you in my Vegas odds, I think you need the security of a Deonta Foreman, so I would keep him in there. So as far as all that goes, and then on the other side for Daniel, he's got Patrick Mahomes against Houston. Obviously, you're playing Patrick Mahomes. You're going to play Aaron Jones. You're going to play David Montgomery. You're going to play Chris Godwin. You're going to play DK Metcalf. You're going to play
Goddard's back.
Dallas Goedert, kind of coming back. That's one that might be a little scary to do, but I think you need the upside, so I would play him over like a Henry who's on your bench. Things could change, watch the practice reports. If he's not looking super healthy, then maybe you don't put him in, but I think he's definitely keep him in there. And then Jerick McKinnon was kind of a breakout for you, so that's where you could pick up some points. I do think there's opportunity for you to somehow make this a game, but if I'm, doing the Vegas line and betting odds, I think this is a pretty dominant win for David.
Yeah, I don't have much else to add to that. There's so much firepower on David's lineup that you really need his team to poop the bed, like literally single digit games for you to advance here. It's tough. Mahomes is he's amazing, but he's only one man.
Yeah.
So those are our picks. We're thinking Joe and David are advancing to the second week of playoffs.
So that then, if that does happen, that would be Joe playing Morgan, which actually would keep it to, I believe, the correct side of the bracket. And then David would go to play Andy. And then I would see. So just kind of some off the cuff here. What's your Super Bowl predictions here? We gotta make our choice of who we think is going to win the Super Bowl. I think I've kind of made a statement with mine, but let's do who we think, not who we're rooting for.
Okay, I think. Okay, yeah, it's true. I'm about to say something.
So it's
going to
be Andy
for.
Versus David based on your predictions so far in this.
Andy,
who do you think wins that game?
Andy and David in the Super Bowl.
No, in the pre.
In the pre.
Or the semi.
David will win, I think. Okay. His lineup's going to be there. I'm rooting for Andy. I'll just say that. I want Andy to win.
Sorry, David. You're not getting love in here.
And then I think Morgan advances. And it'd be a Morgan Davis Super Bowl, which would be amazing. Those two. Do you even play fantasy, Morgan? To quote David. I think David gets a second ring.
Okay. So that would make it that we've had Tim, David, Tim, and then David again.
Yeah, I don't like this whole repeat thing, man. I don't like that.
Give some diversity in the league here. Come on now. Let's get some parity going.
I want a ring.
If you guys want to just take a year off, go for it. I see a very similar trajectory. I honestly think I'd have to look at the matchup. It to me is going to be very close between David and Andy, if that's how it shakes out.
It's going
to
be very close.
I think that Andy's team has come on very strong at the end. Josh Jacobs may win him a championship is something I didn't think I would say at the beginning of the year, but it may happen. So I think it's very possible that Andy wins. I still like David's team as a makeup better. But if the matchups show that Andy has a chance, then I could definitely see that being the case. I'm going to pick. This is so hard like to pick right now. But I am going to pick. I'm going to pick my boy Morgan. I'm going to root for Morgan, and I'm going to say that he does it. I just think that the fact that Morgan, and let me pull up his team here real quick. So Morgan now has assembled such. Oh, I just clicked on your face because. All right, so behind the curtain here, I clicked on Tim or Chris has changed his profile picture to Morgan's face. So I clicked on Morgan's face, which is actually Chris's team. Which, guess what? Spoiler alert, is a really bad team. So that's not the team that I meant to click on. All right, so Morgan's team with the stack of Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, that to me could just push him through the playoffs. Doesn't matter. And then he's got Derrick Henry. Now, the big question mark is going to be Stevenson. If Stevenson is not that hurt and he does end up coming back and being what he was, then I think that he really can win a championship. So that, to me, is where the tide will turn.
Well, and I think if Morgan wins it, his MVP in the playoffs will be Zonovan Knight.
Yeah, that's very possible.
That could be a difference maker for him.
And that's a great point. And then, obviously, you know, Waddle hopefully turns it back on. But to me, having Waddle chase Derrick Henry and Joe Burrow, they are such boom players that I just think that he's going to hit these matchups right, and that Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow are just going to give him 50-point weeks that just get him in.
Yeah. So. Morgan, your team's like Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, and then like most of the AFC East.
And I do want to say this as a disclaimer. I don't blame you for exploiting the new system, David, but my rooting interest is with Morgan because the man, as ridiculous as he is with like not trading and doing things, I do appreciate his you know, dedication to the integrity, and he definitely had opportunities, as this man over here knows, that he's not lying. Those trades were out there. Like, he was offered to try to get Justin Jefferson, and he turned them down because he wanted to do this his way. So I appreciate it, and I think it would be great for the chaos of the league to have the Joker, the villain, win this year. But we'll see what happens. That's what makes it fun, is we're going to see the playoffs, and we're going to get to see what happens. And then the offseason, we'll obviously have discussions on how to handle all the stuff that's happened. But
yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the playoffs.
It's going to be a great weekend. I can't wait for the sleeper app to blow up with our chats and to hear you guys get stressed out that are actually playing for something in the playoffs. The rest of us are toilet bowl, but that's not podcast worthy. So.
Yeah, it's true. That's what we'll do next week. Next week, we're going to break down the lottery pick.
Yeah.
What are the odds of who's going to get what?
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Well, anything else, Commish, before we sign off?
No, I think that's it. I think we deserve a pay raise for not being in the playoffs and continuing this podcast. So anybody who would like to donate, our Venmo is
on the screen.
Insert here. No. So anyways, love being in the league, and we'll see you guys. Enjoy the playoffs.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Commish podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Coach and Commish. And join our Facebook group called Fantasy Football Advice with the Coach and Commish for direct access to weekly waiver wire and start sit advice.